Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love, Season 9, Episode 8 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Indeed.
I hear those police sirens in the background. I'm like, welcome to Houston.
you know what's so funny? I was like, I wonder if he can hear. No, he's not saying anything. Oh, he can't hear them. And I was like, I'll be damned. He can't hear them.
Yeah, I think that's what Houstonians call white noise.
Is that because of the race of the police officers?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Is this the black Houstonians that are saying that? What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could hear the sirens loud and clear.
Yeah. I mean, don't act like police don't have sirens in Austin now.
Not in Pflugerville. You were just out here. How many cops did you see?
Well, I mean, you know, in Germantown, you're not going to see that many. They're all family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me stop. I do got to come back over there.
Yeah, I'm going to give them your license plate, be on the lookout.
Yeah, give them my Georgia license plate. They'll keep looking. That's funny. Jay say so. I said my brothers. Yeah. Well, look, this week's episode started off with the women's lounge, right? Yeah. And the first thing I thought, and I know you thought this too, because every time they do something like this on one of these dating shows, you're like, come on now. Like when they do, oh, I'm getting married or married at first sight. You're like, you saw these damn cameras. You know what the hell it was. This is season 9. Mm-hmm. Why are you acting surprised when Tommy says, it's time to bring your exes and let them meet the people that you're interested in?
Well, I don't understand that either, because if I got picked for a show, once they tell me what the show is, I'm going to do some research.
Right.
To get an idea of what to expect. So maybe they did it. Right. Or of course they're probably just acting surprised. Like, what? My exes?
You don't say.
I had no idea. Well, this was funny to me about the whole ex thing, because you notice they don't do this with the guys.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Because I couldn't imagine going on this show and like, all right, Terrell, you need to bring one of your exes. I'm like, crap, who do I call? And then imagine if I have someone, hey, look, I'm on this show and there's a couple people I have connections with, but I'd love for you to meet them, get your opinion. And then when my exes would meet them, they'd be like, wait a minute, you broke up with me because of A, B, and C, and this girl has A, B, and C. So really?
But like, yes.
Yeah.
But did you see the clack 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 clow?
Yeah.
In the words of Martin, the clack 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 clow.
That would be hilarious, but you're not as fine as Alexis, so that's why.
Now, Regine says they did it with the guys on other seasons. B says they switch it up every season, and AKA DLA says I think they switch each season, which is why for us, it's always been the same, because we didn't watch season 8. Yeah. And Melissa says, Terrell, it's March. Are you back on the brown? I guess she's deciding whether to stick around for the live or not.
Yes, I am. But today has been so crazy that Yanni, if y'all saw that we changed the times. He was like, hey, mm-hmm. Can you do this at 7? I'm like, let me just change shirts, get out of my work shirt, get in this. So I didn't have time to pour myself a little something, but I'm still prepared to be me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
As always. You know, Dorica says, I would have been like Maya. Who do I have to unblock? Because that's the other thing. Are you friends with your exes or not? And are the ones that, if you're friends with most of your exes, is that a bad thing? Or it really speaks volumes about the ones that you're not friends with?
I think it really depends. I mean, I'm friends with some exes. Mm-hmm. But I still wouldn't want to bring somebody onto a show to be like, hey, I know you and I didn't work out, but mm-hmm. what about this girl who's just like you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird. But I do find it interesting when they do this is who is not friends with any exes or who can't mm-hmm. find at least one ex. Doesn't have to be an ex you're with for years, but just someone you're with for a few weeks, someone that's dated you that can speak about you. Mm-hmm. But when they can't find anybody, I'm like, what does that say about them?
Right. See, Melissa says, I'm friends with my exes. Now, being friends with your exes and being able to have them come up and talk to your new or your potential new, it's a little different too, though, because like you said, are they going to feel, as you love to hear, some kind of way?
Or are they an ex in waiting? Like, are they right. like, hey, she put me on the bench. Mm-hmm. Melissa put me on the bench, but you know what? I'm just going to bide my time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be friends and wait mm-hmm. for my window of opportunity to open. Oh, you want me to go meet another dude you're dating? Crap.
Do you become a little vengeful? They just don't know it. And you just say, you know, pick the worst one. So they break up.
I don't feel it with this dude. And I did a little social media talking. Girl, you don't want to be with him. You should be with a guy like me. I mean, someone better than him.
Ms. SP says, Maya got so much heat for that statement, even though she was able to bring an ex. You know what? We have no heat for Maya on that. I thought it was funny. You thought that was a funny statement, right?
I thought she was just joking. I didn't think she was probably serious.
No, I don't think she was joking, but I thought it was funny still. She wasn't joking. Yeah, she wasn't joking. She was dead ass.
Yeah. I thought she was joking because, you know, maybe... Like, I've never broken up with someone and then blocked them. I don't have anybody I've had to block before. So that's probably why I can't relate to that.
All depends on what you call them next. Somebody you dated or somebody that you thought was a potential, right? Because, like, I'm like Jimmy. I've never had a girlfriend I didn't think had potential to be more, right?
Yeah.
Date with intention. Now, you date or just have fun. But there's a difference, right? So that it all depends on what these women, for her exes may be just her serious ones, and that may be it.
Could be. They're so serious that she blocked them.
Well, we get the first group dating. You know, Miss Patrice, she went ahead and she brought Alonzo.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought William along, and mm-hmm. they went to meet her ex, Dro, who, when he showed up, you went, uh-oh. He showed up, you went, uh-oh, what's this going to be about?
You know I did, because I'm a judgy SOB, I get it, mm-hmm. but when I see tattoos on the face and all that, I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, that man's living his best life. That man is living his best life. But here's the thing, though. Here's what I liked about Dro. He came in. I mean, you see him. If you walked up and you saw him at the table and you know this is Patrice's ex, does it change your mind about her and your opinion about her?
If it were me, I would question, well, what do you see in me? Because I'm nothing like this.
Right.
And maybe she's wanting something different. Maybe that was a season in her life where she was into face tattoos. And mm-hmm. now she wants Mr. Clean Cut. Possible. But that's what I would be judging if I was these guys when I'm meeting their ex. I'm just like, so you really liked this dude? Or whatever. And we've seen seasons where their ex was actually a really cool dude. And you're like, I totally get it. But then sometimes you're just like, really?
You might be right. Because when we get to Maya, I wonder, like, damn, did you ever kiss him? Anyway, let's get back to this one. Just saying, I know I'm not the only one. I know I am not the okay. It wasn't just my TV. Stop it. Look,
I think you just need to get that smudge off your screen. It was just
it's on both sides of the screen. What the hell?
I saw that too. I was like wiping the screen. I'm like, what is?
Let's save it until we get to him at least. Look, because Dro, we can't just pass over Dro and disrespect Dro like this, because he did a good thing. I like the questions he asked. Like, you know, what don't you like about her? Put them on the spot. I like that.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like that. I don't like that question. Say, what don't you like about her? Because you got to put yourself in the guy's situation. It's still a competition. You're sitting there with your competition.
Her ex is there.
You know, Dro comes out, you know, saying, yeah, well, we were married, but I was a whore before. No, he wasn't married to
Patrice. He wasn't married.
He wasn't married to Patrice, but he said he was a whore before he got married. So that tells me maybe he was doing a lot of other things, and that's maybe why it didn't work out. But to ask
she
them,
was
well,
his
what
turning
don't you,
point.
What don't you, what do you not like about her? It's just to me a loaded question, because what can you really say to that? Well, there's really not anything. Like, I think she's awesome. Because then he's just got to press and dig deeper. And then if you do try to bring something up that you haven't brought up to her and you bring it up in front of the other, it's just messy. I don't really like the question.
Here's the thing about it, though. He didn't just ask the guys. He asked Patrice, what don't you like about it? And I think it's an important question, right? Because I've always said this. Marriage is about, can you deal with the thing you don't like about this other person for the rest of your life? So you got to know the thing you don't like about him, and can you deal with it, right? Patrice says she doesn't, what she doesn't like about Alonzo is not knowing whether he's serious or not. Now, when William said he didn't like her tanning, he dug himself into a hole and was like, oh, how do I get out of this?
And that's something I wouldn't have said in front of her ex. And Dro was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
You know, trying to still be protective of Patrice because they have kids. I'm sure he still cares about her. But then once William explained his reasoning about not liking the tanning, did that, what did you think of that?
Oh, I think it was a cop out. He just tried to find a way out. I didn't like his responses. Well, this is why. It's not because I'm trying to tell her what to do with her body. It's just this. No, you just say you like him light, bright, damn near white, and that's what you want. Just say it. Come on, William. Speak it.
I don't think that's what he was saying. Apparently,
he didn't want any darker.
Apparently, he was really light-skinned. And he got picked on when he was a kid for being light-skinned, which blows my mind, right?
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it just blows my mind that that's his reason for having that. And it was due to his insecurities as a kid. I'm like, so you were insecure. I get it. You're adopted. There's a lot of things that go with that. But you were also insecure because you were light-skinned?
Well, he could have been adopted by a dark family, so... And the jokes and will fly when you're a kid. It's all a matter of perspective. Sometimes it's all about a matter of perspective. Danny M says he's not there as in Dro to help them out. He's there to help her. Great questions. I like the fact that he asked her that question too, though, because it put the guys on the spot in that space. And one of the things that she said she didn't like about William is that he checks out when there's an argument. Now, his response to that I did like. Hey, I don't think we're helping each other out. I'm angry. You're angry. We're yelling. No. So I step away. Calm down. So somebody can have the level head. Because you're a woman and you're never going to have a level. No, that's not what he said. But, you know, that's kind of what he was given.
Well, I'm curious what type of guy William was in his first two marriages. You know, because.
Which is a great question that old boy asked.
What was he like in his first two marriages then if. When you got into disagreements, like what are the disagreements you get into that you get that mad that you've learned over the years that you got to go step outside, walk around the building, come back in, and y'all can continue the conversation. Then maybe Patrice is saying that, hey, when we're in a heated conversation, we're going to stay here in this heat until it calms down. We don't walk away. Maybe that bothers her, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this too, though. They really have nothing to worry about with this guy because he is married. He seems to be happily married, we're going to assume. But why is Alonzo sitting there talking with food in his mouth?
Because it's Alonzo.
Okay, good point.
I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less from Alonzo. Alonzo's going to be Alonzo. That's one of the things I like about him is he's going to be his self no matter what.
But you know, one of the things I don't like about him is he's going to be himself no matter what.
It's to his detriment because you can see why... He might be single because he has to find somebody young that likes that silly stuff. But you're dealing with a grown woman in Patrice. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to change that up a bit.
Lucy B said when he's asking, what don't you like about it? Hey, they could have answered her ex. that would have been funny. And Kay Calloway says, hey, I don't know what I thought Patrice's ex would look like, but Dro wasn't it.
I mean the tattoos, looking at her ink and his ink, okay, I can see that, but I was a little surprised too. Well, it's funny with this show, you can't really be surprised. I tend to expect the worst sometimes because we've seen it where we're like, wow, that's your ex for real. So who knew?
By the way, Jen says when we're dating someone new, sometimes all we see are the great qualities and not the mess. So She appreciated the question. You see?
Yeah. I mean, we can agree to disagree. I'm just saying I just didn't care for the questions. I get it, especially if the woman is caught up in the fantasy of the person, thinking about all the good things. Mm-hmm. This other male energy coming in could help shake it up and maybe something will pop up, which I think it did. I think Dro was able to look at Alonzo and William, mm-hmm. and based on, you know, their behavior, their answers to the question and the stuff that they talked about off camera that we didn't see.
Right.
He felt William is more grown.
Yeah.
It's probably his choice for her, which makes sense.
Yeah, he said, Alonzo is fun. You know, he's not Puerto Rican like I thought he was, but he's fun. he's like, I was expecting a Puerto Rican dude to show up when I heard Alonzo. and then he goes, if you want serious, this is the guy for you. So, I mean, I thought it went well. I thought he was pretty easy. And we'll find out later that she didn't think that way. But next up was Vanessa. And she brought Chaz and Dominique.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you. And maybe it's just me. But I have a very hard time believing that Thomas is a real ex.
Maybe he's a good friend, and then maybe they, you know, got to know each other a little bit, something that was not super serious, and they just stayed friends.
Glass, you know, case after the marriage was over?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't pick up on if they were really like in a big relationship or not, but it doesn't matter. He mm-hmm. knows her. Now, the part that was weird is when she was like, look, we're not best friends. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know how close they are, but at least she brought somebody. And
thank you, Daddy. She said she didn't date that man. His schedule was open. That's what I'm sorry. Vanessa and that man, Thomas, did not. That is not an ex. That was an ex co-worker, maybe. That is an ex co-worker who flirted with her. If they went out on one date and she said, this ain't it, we're better off friends, she ended it. It wasn't him. I don't know why I'm saying it. I'm just saying it. And I know it to be true.
Do you think maybe like she DoorDashed some food and then was like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow at 5? And how would you like to make $100?
He's like, anything you want, pretty lady. See, look, I know I'm not the only one. Nope, not an ex.
I mean, again,
Monique says, I don't think Vanessa even knows that man's last name.
Hey,
look, Thomas maybe, is a maybe, church buddy.
maybe they were friends, had some type of connection, but I don't know. I don't want to make an assumption. If Vanessa winds up coming into the chat, she can answer that for herself. But yeah, I think she even made it seem like this wasn't like a really deep emotional connection, but she brought somebody.
She did. Kay Calloway, I saw zero chemistry between Vanessa and the co-worker. High Vibe says he was a paid extra. And Tehu says, look, I'm okay with them not having dated. I wouldn't bring in any exes to meet these folks either. Okay.
See?
Lucy B said she slipped him a 20 when they hugged.
Gave him one of those Pentecostal handshakes. All right then, brother. Appreciate it.
How'd you like how Chaz showed up on this date? Because Dominic shows up first, then Chaz shows up with flowers. Dominic's like, I'm taking notes. It's too late, brother. You already lost. You already lost immediately.
Chaz did it right.
Yeah.
He showed up with flowers. I was like, okay, there you go. That's how you
it's that grown
represent.
Man.
Yeah, that's that grown man stuff. He knows exactly what he's doing. So mm-hmm. I thought Chaz did it right. Dom was just like, well, guess I'm gonna go get something to eat. Oh, Chaz is gonna be
Dom. Why was Dominic? Because everybody in this chat has seen the same thing that we saw, which is that there wasn't any chemistry there. But Dominic seems to have an issue with the friendship. Like, well, how are y'all friends? Because I'm still learning how that even works. Like, he couldn't understand how they dated and they're friends.
And that could be his insecurity, because I thought,
yes,
why would you even ask that? That just doesn't mm-hmm. make sense to me. And who cares how they know each other? You're trying to date her now.
Mm-hmm. Questions coming in. High Vibe says, why did Chaz bring two bouquets?
I had that same question. Because I saw it. I was like, is he going to bring flowers to her
and Thomas? Thomas, here, this is going to help you out later, brother. Maybe had you brought, maybe if you brought flowers for her when y'all went on your little lunch date, you would have had a chance.
Yeah, I think Thomas works for 1-800-Flowers. He had those in the car.
Chaz sent him in and said, hey, you go in there.
Yeah.
You act like you know her.
Yeah. Vanessa, Chaz, and Thomas were in cahoots. They had that plan. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to bring two bouquets. You give them both to Vanessa.
Actually, we've discovered it. Sophia says 2-for-1 sale.
He stopped to get fill up on some gas, and they had a 2-for-1 sale at the gas station. He's like, let me get $20 on 10. Give me a pack of Newports, and these are on sale. I'll take two of these, but I will give and some cherry nine laters.
Hey, Melissa says Chaz is an old school player from the Himalayas.
Chaz has and game. Chaz has
he does.
Game.
We've said that, and even Lucy B has another one though. Said, hey, maybe he thought he was meeting her parents. I'm sure he's seen the show. You know, he had to be meeting the exes.
Yeah, because you would know. You just don't drop someone's parents on somebody, mm-hmm. whether you're on a show or not. You're going to be like, hey, so I'm going to meet my parents. Yeah, he would know. So, that'd be messed up.
If she it would did. Be. This is my daddy. let me see if you thought this was as obvious as I did. But when Chaz was talking and the look on Vanessa's face, right? It literally just showed he is her connection. That's yeah. it. Dom is here as filler. And so she didn't get voted off last week. And even Thomas picks up on that because he's like, yep, well, you know, y'all have what we didn't have. Not his exact words, but that's what he was thinking.
Chemistry, connection,
yes.
attraction.
Yes, all of it.
All the things. Well, I think we said this when I think Vanessa and Chaz first had their, I wouldn't call it a date, but just their one-on-one time getting mm-hmm. to know each other. Because remember the first couple episodes, we were wondering, like, who is Vanessa going to vibe with or who's going to vibe right. with Vanessa? And then once she met with Chaz, we were like, oh, this could be it. And I think she's...
Like, this is it. Yeah.
She kind of has that look. And then when he had that deal at his house, she came correct with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think she is feeling Chaz way more so over Dominic. And I think Dominic's issue is Vanessa could probably really like him, but she already has kids. And what, she has three? And then Dom...
I think it was two. Was it three or two?
I'm not sure. But she has one, at least. Dom is wanting 2 to 10. If Dom is wanting 2 to 10, I mean, that's just a whole lot to take on, right? Mm-hmm. Where Chaz is at an age that he doesn't have any. I think he's probably okay. So yeah. it's a better option.
Alice D. Great says Chaz brought two bouquets because he had planned on giving one to his next date. But when he found out it was going to be Rashina, he decided to give both to Vanessa. Yeah, and shout out Tammy Talks, who says, and this is true, Dominic was furniture all season, no real connections at all. But here's the other thing, too. We're finally starting to see the flaws in Dominic in this episode, right?
Yeah.
Because we see he's jealous. He's just, even last episode, he started to show cracks in the armor. And my bad, cracks in the furniture.
You got to lift up that cushion and be like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Right under there. Right under there. That's where the problem is, under the cushion. Yeah, I think we did see some of, you know, Dominic. Because from the beginning, we thought he was, like, really great. And I'm thinking someone's going to really see him as a good catch. Mm-hmm. The way he acted around how Thomas and Vanessa knew each other, maybe he picked up on what a lot of us picked up on. It's like, I don't see it. And yeah. maybe that's where he was coming. Maybe it wasn't jealousy. He's just trying to understand, like, help me understand why y'all two do this.
Right. Next up was Maya, right? She had your boy Justin and William again.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Maya unblocked all her exes to show up, right? So she could call one of them. And then she still thinks that her ex, Wes, probably still has feelings for her. Did you get that?
Is Is that what was on his lips?
Feelings.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to hell for that one. My fault, Wes. No disrespect, man. It's just a show.
But... No, that was very disrespectful, but continue.
Hey, get it fixed if you need to. If not, embrace it.
Insurance. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, which I thought was interesting that she brought an ex that she thinks still has feelings for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That really kind of, you know, ups the ante a bit for this.
Or date. Was it her telling him, you have no shot. I'm going to show you two people. Because my question was, why didn't she invite LaRon on this date?
Maybe LaRon was busy.
Could have been.
He had
playing
plans.
Video games, apparently.
He's busy. He has a busy schedule. So I was going to say maybe he had a work meeting. Maybe he had something going on for work. I wasn't going to say he's playing video games. I'm not saying he was out in the street. Just saying he was busy. But so Wes, you know, he says that Maya's spoiled.
Yeah.
And I loved Wes's interaction with William. Like, I literally had to rewind and play that a couple times because it was so beautiful. Wes said to William, so you've been married twice.
Yeah.
So do you feel you have something to offer? And then William, of course, trying to think of the right thing to say, says, yes, because, you know, I don't want to marry someone for a reason other than to spend the rest of my life together. Then Wes said, so the first two wasn't for the rest of your life then, is what you said.
So what happened?
Exactly what I was said. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute,
hey,
William.
Third time's a charm. That's what they say.
William tripped up on that.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, he tried to recover. He's been trying to recover this entire time, this entire episode, right? By the way, High Vibe says, Maya's wee lip ex called her out by calling her spoiled.
Hello? Want me to go do what? I'll be there. He's getting him a roach clip. It's just too.
The interesting thing is how he kept staying on money, right? And so he kind of throws Justin off when he brings up, like, well, when he finds out he's teaching, oh, do you make enough money? Can you support her?
And that's when Justin realized, ooh, you know, I can't pay for everything with all these looks. I actually got to have money. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I thought it was great for Wes to say that because he knows Maya. He knows her lifestyle. Right. He knows what she likes. And if Justin, you know, no insult to teachers or a PE teacher, but if his financially, he can't keep up with her lifestyle, Wes knows long term that won't work out for Maya. Now, William, on the other hand, said that, you know, he served in the military. He's doing the...
So he got benefits. Go ahead.
He's in the reserves, got benefits. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then comedian. So overall, total compensation package, could he keep up with Maya? I personally don't know because I'm like, you got three kids.
and two ex-wives.
You got a lot of overhead. You got a lot of overhead. So I don't know if William can keep up with Maya, but he just might be in a better position than Justin. But if I was Justin, I would be saying, well, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
And so all my money could go to just us. Maya, that's a win.
Yeah, he made it. Hey, so you're saying under six figures? Yeah, I'm definitely under six figures. He was quick to point that out, like, hey, let's get this clear. He really felt uncomfortable, right? Well, Dorica says Wes wasn't buying what William was selling, and neither am I, and apparently neither are you, Terrell. Sophia says, I don't think Maya's really interested in any of the men. I don't think any of these two men.
Well, I don't think so either, to be honest. And here's why. You look at Maya's lifestyle. Maya wants to have kids. She wants to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
William already has those things. And so that's just a lot, I think, you have to take on in Maya's situation. I think there's a lot she brings to the table. She has to really ask herself, William's a great guy, but he comes with all these other things.
Yeah.
And I would have to deal with that on top of me trying to have my own family, my own kids. She has her business that she has. William's going to be, you know, on the road doing comedy stuff. And then every now and then goes into reserves. That's a lot to have to think about.
Sheila says William can get a no money down VA loan. So he can get that. Jay Sayso says William will go for broke trying to get Maya. He's really got not much left at this point. And High Vibe says, how is a PE teacher and a man with three kids, how are they going to finance her bougetto lifestyle?
They might not, right? they might not. And if William gets that VA loan, that's great. But at some point that mortgage comes due, you can't put in there, I served on a piece of paper and mail that back to the bank. At some point, you got to pay. Yep. And so I don't know what his financial situation is, but I think it was a great question for Wes to raise with them, because they have to think, can I keep up with Maya's lifestyle?
Facts. Danny M says, Wes needed to pass Justin a blunt. He was stressed. He was, though. He really was stressed out there. Next up, we see Rashina and her ex, Chris, who wants to be the only bedazzled hood dude in her life. And she invited only one person on her date. I didn't understand why she was only allowed to bring one, but that person was Chaz. What'd you think of this?
I thought Chris was like, what time you want me to be there? Okay, well, me and the crew are getting back together. I have a breakdance battle at 7. So I'm going to break out my old sparkly shirt and do that move I used to do. You remember that? His shirt just totally threw me off. And I think Chaz likes Rashina. I think he does. I think he said it. He really likes Rashina. I don't think he sees it. It's not like it's bad. It's just when you look at the options, I'm rooting for Vanessa, for Chaz. But Chaz said that, you know, they communicate, the way they communicate, they start and then they'll stop for a period of time. So apparently Chaz will go dark on Rashina. That's a little bit.
Exactly why. See, look, High Vibe says Chaz is not interested in Rashina. Tammy Talk says Chaz had no business with Rashina. Absolutely right. And that's awkward conversation to watch, because it is obvious Rashina likes Chaz. She really does. She said, well, you go a period of time without talking, and you know, you got to call me. And he's just like, yeah, but I really don't want to. His focus is elsewhere. I guarantee you, a day doesn't go by, he doesn't call, text, reach out to Vanessa. He doesn't care about, he's like, oh crap, who didn't, let me go text her real quick.
I don't know. I think that he's interested, but, and maybe the amount of time that he's talking to Rashina is equal to the time he's talking to Vanessa. I don't know. I don't want to make an assumption here. Mm. Although that's what we do on this podcast.
Of course.
Yeah, make assumptions. But I think Rashina sees Chaz as a good upgrade, and apparently so does Chris, because her ex said that he likes that she doesn't mess with hood dudes because they got kids. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, wouldn't that want to make you want to be a better hood dude? And let's start with the shirt. Let's start there.
I want to just answer this question so you can get caught up. Yes, Chaz was the guy with the flowers for Vanessa. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's who that was.
And he didn't bring Rashina any flowers, so.
Damn sure didn't. He came, sat down, was like, all right, how long we got to be here? And then he rolled out. He didn't really care. He answered it well. He's playing the game. Like Toya says, Chaz is cool with all the girls. And Jen just pointed out, he didn't bring her flowers, like you said.
Chaz is a cool dude. We've talked to him. He's a cool guy. If you look at him on paper compared to a lot of these other guys, doesn't have any kids, successful. He's welcomed people into his home so they can see, wow, this is where I would be if I married Chaz.
Play a move, by the way, but go ahead.
It is. But Chaz got game. He's smart. I would do this. I can spit good game in my house. But you put me someplace else, that's when I'm a little self-conscious. But
didn't mean to open the door and let you see my king bed.
Yeah. Oh, wow, look at this. Is that a bed? But if you look at him on paper compared to everybody else, there's a lot that Chaz has to offer. So I can see why a lot of the ladies might be interested in him. And I don't blame Chaz for exploring, because we haven't really heard him overcommit on camera to anybody.
He hasn't overcommitted, but let's be honest. We saw this connection, him and Vanessa, earlier. You talked about it already. That's where his mind was when he's on his date with Rashina. He didn't care about Rashina. He played the game well, and he actually said what he needed to say. Mika was up next, right? But before meeting with any of the guys, she went to sit down with Tommy, says that she can't call her exes because apparently... Okay, my first thought was something different than what she said. I'm sorry.
What did you think?
You know exactly what I thought.
They're not on parole. Won't let me locked up.
It's the first thing I thought. I'm sorry, but that's the first thing I thought.
No, I didn't think that she didn't have any exes because they're locked up. But I did find that interesting that she didn't have anybody. And I like Tommy's question. He's like, so first ex she talks about is that they're not in communication at all. And Tommy said, is that the kid's dad? And she says, no. And then the kid's father said, if it doesn't have anything to do with our kids, we don't need to talk. That says a lot to me. And there's two sides to every story. I'm not blaming Mika. All I'm saying is, if that's where y'all are at in y'all's relationship, there's problems. And it's not just on one person, both of them.
Okay, that was my question. Who is that really so on? Is it her or him? Because he could be married and she keep trying to come back to him. And he's like, look, if it ain't got nothing to do with my son.
Because he knows, hey, look, I'm married now. I can't go out to eat with you
and
give you tips on guys you're trying to date. My wife would kill me.
I can't come over there at 10 o'clock at night. What is wrong with you, woman? I'm a respectable man now.
Yeah.
I really question that. But then Tommy decides, okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll show up and I'll help you out.
Alice Gray says, I thought Tommy was the guy who flew her out.
To be quite honest, that's what we all thought when we watched the preview for this week, because they're like, yo, wait, what? Tommy? Tommy's the ex? They're like, wait a minute. And that's what Justin and LaRon, because that's who she brought on her date, they thought when all of a sudden Tommy shows up. But before Tommy showed up, did you notice Mika greeting Justin and Mika greeting LaRon? Completely different. It's obvious who she's connected with and who is in not even a friend zone. Just, I see you.
Well, I think she friend zoned LaRon when LaRon brought her to meet with his friend Club Shay Shay. She friend zoned him then. So I didn't think that they had a shot, that LaRon had a shot anyway. But her and Justin did have some vibes. But I really thought it was nice of Tommy to step in and do that. I thought it was odd, but I thought it was nice. I've not seen him do that before, but I thought that was nice. And because you knew that he was going to probably ask the questions that Mika might not have thought to ask. And maybe that might help her with her decision. And it put the guys, made the guys a little nervous.
Right. It didn't make them nervous, because they were just like, because even LaRon from the get-go was like, yo, Tommy knows the questions to ask. No, because like he told us when he was on with us that, you know, Tommy actually sits down and talks to them for a while. So basically he sifts through their bullshit. He knows and he's going to ask you some of those questions. I think the first thing they were happy about was the fact that he cleared up the fact that he wasn't her ex. That was really good for them. But then asking him, like, why did you end your last relationship? Right. And even getting to what would you do if you had a disagreement in the morning? These, you know, it's kind of hypothetical question, the second one, obviously, but the first one I thought was a great one. Why?
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because I was wondering what LaRon was going to say, because he told us, remember somebody tried to run him off the highway or something like that. I didn't know how in-depth he was going to get with his reason, and I don't even remember what Justin said. It's just, Justin's not all that memorable to me a lot of times that he's on camera.
Right.
But I don't quite remember what he said. Do you recall his reason for being single?
I forget, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I don't quite remember. But then asking what you would do when you get mad, I think LaRon said that he would just kind of test things out all day and see, you know, check in to see what he's going to be walking into when he gets home. That's probably PTSD from previous relationships.
Probably.
And Justin was like, yeah, I'm not going to go to work till we solve this. If I got to call in late or call in sick, I'm going to do that, which I'm like, it's not that easy, Justin.
And PE class starts at 9, so you better get your ass to work.
Somebody got to lay down those mats and put out the jump ropes.
What the hell is wrong with you? You better get your ass to
get out
school.
Here and do it.
Then, of course, video games is PTSD for Mika. When LaRon brings up the whole thing about him, you know, he designs games, he plays them, he'll take a day off from work. Hey, Madden was a serious thing. People would take that day off. When you had to go to GameStop to get your Madden, people would go at midnight, get the game, play all night, take off from work the next day because Madden was that thing. He didn't say which one he played, but.
All right, so you already know this about me, but I'll share it with people in the chat. I don't like grown dudes who play games all the time. So, you know, let me finish. This is not an attack on you. You play your games. All I'm saying is that I just find it odd when I meet grown men that's their thing, that they play video games all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with playing every now and then, but the people who play for hours.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there's two types of people. The one that I don't have a problem with is every now and then you play for hours, mm-hmm. but also you're about your business and you're stacking paper and you're doing really well.
Right.
The one person I don't like is the ones that play video games for hours and complain about their life situation. Mm-hmm. And they don't have this. I don't have enough money. I'm not getting promoted. Well, do some other stuff with your life besides playing video games. And maybe you will be able to get there.
Right.
So I just struggle with that. Now, if you're, again, you're doing well, successful, everything. And LaRon seems that like the first type, that he has his life together and he can afford to take a break and just play video games for 5 or 6 hours. Great. But I know dudes who are gamers and that's all they got in their life. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah. I don't know those people. as to why Mika didn't have an ex show up, Toya says, people are online saying that Mika was a side chick.
She got flued out. We know that's what
and
she
left
was.
In the car.
Yeah, and left in the car. That's not a surprise.
I can't let you meet my barber.
Surprise,
you know, my
surprise.
Wife. Brandy said, I heard the side chick thing too. And then Tehu asked a very good question. How are we defining exes, right? Jay Say So says, hey, anyone to hit?
That's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
That's not fair at all.
It's not fair at all. But Danny M said Mika could have at least borrowed Vanessa's sub. Yo, y'all on some other stuff today, man. I swear. and to be fair, let's get on Mika's side here, because some of the women are also on Mika's side, because Lucy B says, I got PTSD about a gaming ex also. Never again. Right? And Dorica says, I can't take a man playing video games. It's a no for me.
I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be, and some women don't mind. And the thing I heard from somebody that's, I think it was this comedian that she was talking about, she likes dating gamers. She goes, you know why? Because I know where they're at.
Yeah.
They're at home playing games.
Yep.
Not out in the streets playing games. This is a big difference. But still, I wouldn't date a woman that's like, yeah, I like playing this game, and on Saturdays, me and my friends get together. I'm like, yeah, it's a no for me.
It's a no for me, dog. Next up, Alonzo decided he wanted to, show his serious side. So he took your girl, Patrice, out on a date, one-on-one. Were you feeling this date?
No. And here's why I wasn't feeling the date. Let's just be honest. Is it a cool date idea? Yes. But I wasn't feeling it. And I felt sorry for Patrice because I feel like maybe she's dated so many crappy dudes or average dudes that she hasn't experienced a lot of things. So for her, this was amazing. He rented out the museum. I was like, no, he didn't. He didn't shut it down. The OWN network shut it down. You know, so let's dial that back. He didn't pay out of pocket to close down the museum. And it's a museum.
Will Packer shut that down.
It's a museum during the daytime. It's not like this was their peak season.
Right.
And he's like, hey, I have a really special lady in my life. I'm going to need y'all to shut this down. I know you're busy. You got a lot of reservations, but just give me 4 hours. But overall, concept of the day was great. I just don't think Alonzo is genuine. I think he wants to win. I think he wants to win over Patrice because he knows that she's on the fence. And so I think he kind of plays some of this up for the camera.
Yeah, indeed. Here's the thing I noticed, though. Early on in the date, she said she wants it to be serious, and he's trying to be serious, which I can't take him serious at all. But she's the one joking around about everything. Oh, hey, they stink. Oh, just trying to crack jokes the whole time. And it's almost like she's trying to meet him in fifth grade on this date.
Well, but his serious side comes across like Stefan Arkell. You know, remember Stefan from Family Matters?
Yes.
And now that I said it, if you look at him, you're going to be like, man, throw some braids up on Stefan. Alonzo. But he just comes across like it's just overly trying to show how cool he is. Yeah. And he doesn't need to. If he would just be more genuine and be himself with a lot of people and not be so silly, it probably would help him, especially if you're going to date older women.
Jen says, Alonzo's White Sox took me out. I didn't even notice the White Sox.
And when he did the drop to a knee, act like he was going to propose, because that's so high school. No.
Yeah. I will say this. When I saw this, I didn't see chemistry. I didn't see romance. I didn't see love. I didn't see a real connection. But they went to the women's deliberation, and Patrice loved it, apparently.
But no one had ever done something nice for her, and it's sad.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But no one's ever done something nice for her. It's the same thing about restaurants, right? You take someone to Ruth Chris that's only gone to Cracker Barrel their whole life, they're going to be like, oh my God, Yanni, no one's ever done something like this for me before, where you're like, yeah, I do this every couple of weeks. With or without you, I'm going to come here.
Right.
So I think that's what it is. She's been dating a lot of Cracker Barrel dudes, and she needs to start finding some Ruth Chris type dudes.
Hey, V. Jones says the museum was probably closed and there was no need to shut down. And that's, I've seen that a couple times already so far. So
maybe
it's not
he
like
works
he
there. That's his part-time job.
You know what? Hey, boss.
Take her out for a night at the museum because he's got all the keys.
I'll get you some free advertising, boss. And let's be honest. You talk about him dating an older woman. She came off, she does like the younger guys, but she came off playing younger on that date. That's the one thing I noticed about that. But they went in there in the women's deliberation. They're talking about all the meetings with the exes and meeting an exes. And then the interesting thing, again, Patrice, I don't want to feel like I'm picking on Patrice. I like Patrice. But she acted as if Drew asked some hard-hitting questions. He didn't. It was a simple question.
Yeah. There wasn't really anything big for that on my side, but more power to him.
Did you notice when Rashina was talking about Chaz, Vanessa was looking like, like him all you want, but I got him on lock.
Yeah. Well, because I think if you look at all the women that are left, and I've been saying from the beginning, I think Vanessa and Chaz, that would be a great matchup. I don't think Rashina is on Chaz's level. He's an upgrade for her, but I don't think she's an upgrade for him, where I think Vanessa is.
Mm. That's true. Tommy then asked them who they're not connecting with, right?
Right.
This played out pretty much as we expected.
Yeah. So Mika, of course, throws out LaRon because he plays video games, and that triggered her. Even when she left the date with LaRon, it almost felt like, hey, you, all right, man, you my dog.
Yeah.
She even said that. Yeah, you my dog. That's straight friend zone if you're on a date with somebody. You know, Meek also said no to Alonzo, too. It seemed like a lot of people said Alonzo.
Vanessa said no to Alonzo, and for very good reason.
Well, what did she say? Was it because...
he said, I heard about your date because he told me about it. And you tell me about a date you plan for somebody else. And she's like, yeah, so no. I mean, I can't. And that's why she didn't like him. And then pretty much, of course, everybody named Dominica after that. And Maya was like, yeah, I forgot he was here.
It's that piece of furniture you don't sit on often. You just forget, oh, yeah, I do have that chair right there.
So then Tommy's telling, all right, take these guys out on a date. Let them know. And then also the overnight experience is coming. Everybody under one roof. This is where the real drama comes in. Matter of fact, this is the one that LaRon was telling us about. So it's going to be fun. But we know people going out on the, even though there are people here in the chat saying, Tehu says LaRon needs to exit stage left. Sophia said LaRon doesn't have any connections. I beg to differ. She just didn't take him on a date because you remember the date, LaRon and Maya. Their playfulness is a little bit more than what I think we see. I was just surprised she didn't take him out on this one. Maybe she just didn't want to scare him off with the blunt guy. But Maya takes out Dominique, and Vanessa takes out Alonzo. Now, Vanessa with Alonzo on this one, what did you think of their date?
So I would have thought Alonzo had to think to himself, wow, why is Vanessa taking me out? Mm-hmm. Because we haven't had a whole lot of stuff that we've seen on camera, right? So maybe they've been having some connections off camera. And so they're talking, but I'm watching the body language and everything else. I'm like, Alonzo's trying to hit on Vanessa. Like, to me, I thought Alonzo was trying to shoot his shot a little bit with Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Although Vanessa, he told Vanessa about the date he planned with Patrice. Mm-hmm. Vanessa knows he likes Patrice. Mm-hmm. But he seemed like he was trying to holler. Am I off?
You know what? I really tune out when Alonzo gets on the screen. There's something really off about him. And I think he just, they're all struggling, fighting to get their, to stay alive. So for him, I think it's more like, maybe if I say some nice words and make it seem like I have a little interest, I can still stay on the game. Because that's what it is. The whole process is flawed. We've called it out many times. If his interest is Patrice, so therefore he's not really trying to get with anybody else. And that's why he told Vanessa about the date, because like he wants to get her kind of reaction to it. Maybe that's it. And I'm actually just making all that up just to make him feel a little bit better, because like Lucy B says, what Alonzo was doing was clown energy. We knew this from the time with Koshia. We know that.
I'm like, Alonzo has, to me, I think Alonzo has zero shot to get someone like a Vanessa. Right, Vanessa has her life together. She's a mom. She has kids. She don't have time to take on another kid in Alonzo, right? So I just thought it was odd that he told Vanessa about the date with Patrice and then still tried to hit on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe he thought, so you know what I can do. So want me to do it for you?
But have you ever been to the museum? I got keys.
She tells him he's still ready to love. Don't try to hit on me again. And, at least act like an adult at some point in time, right? Maya goes out with Dominique. And Dominique starts out the date with a little shade. Like, when I said there are cracks in his furniture, this is what I mean. He starts out with shade.
Yeah. He said, and it was how he said it. It was just odd to me that she's not off the table, but I don't date married women. And she's like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And so he says, William, pretty much saying that either she's William's or they're going to be together. So that he's not interested, which if that's how you feel, great. But I mean, that doesn't help your cause.
Yeah. This was obvious that he has absolutely no connections, right? And we're not surprised to see him go. I mean, Maya lets him know he can't go. You're going to miss out on the overnight experience because there are enough beds for everybody. Nobody needs extra furniture.
We got enough couches. We good, Dominique. Thank you.
Previews for next week, though. Looks like there may be some cracks in the whole Chaz and Vanessa thing that we've been talking about. I mean, like we said, we've seen this strong, but apparently Rashina got a little something for him.
Well, it seems like most of the ladies have some type of connection with Chaz, right? Mm-hmm. Now, on these dates and separately, it's kind of easy for Chaz to kind of bounce between and not really make a lot of noise. How do you do that when you're staying in the house together for the weekend?
Right.
Where you're around them all and trying to get one-on-one time and the others can see you or even hear your conversations. Mm-hmm. So good luck, Chaz. That's going to be I haven't been in that situation since college. So good luck.
Were you willingly in that situation?
Oh, I put myself there on purpose just to see what would happen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did. But still.
I've done that before too. Hey, why don't all y'all come over? Let's watch the fight. No, the one on TV. Yeah, buddy, the fun times. Let's go through a couple of these real quick, just from earlier. Carol said, my living exes don't live in my state, but we are friendly. The one in town doesn't want to be an ex and would be ready to fight. So uncouth. Part of the reason he's an ex. So when you're talking about trying to find the exes to come on the show, this is probably what is going through with some of these women on the show too. Like, hey, I don't have an ex I can just call up.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I mean, I don't know who I would ever call to do something like this for me.
Jay Seso says, Terrell, you haven't lived until you have to block them or get a restraining order.
Agree to disagree, sir. I think I've lived enough without having to do that. That shouldn't be a bucket list item. We'll call Yanni. Dude, I got my first stalker. So awesome. I blocked her. I've called the police. I was sleeping with a gun under my pillow. I feel so alive. No.
Yeah, I'm fine under restraining order. I don't need that. All right. How about this one from a Motown investor who said, I don't know any black women that have a lot of exes.
What? What?
Now, when we say exes, what do we mean?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know many, I don't know any black women that have a lot of exes. I don't know. I don't know where Motown investors from or the type of people she's been
that
around.
That would probably be Motown investors, no, Detroit.
Doesn't matter. She could like Motown, but she lives in Charlotte. Who knows? My point is, I know quite a few of all races of people that have multiple exes. I've never heard that as a stereotype of black women that they don't have many exes.
Yeah, well, she wasn't the only one who said that, too, as a matter of fact. So, because somebody else had backed her up on that earlier. Jay Sexo is right there with you. Said, at Motown, I do. Jen says, I do, too. Yeah.
Jay Sexo is saying, like, I know about 10 of them, and I dated them.
the thing about it is, yes, I don't know. And it may just be the caliber in that sense of the people that you hang around. You know, like, hey, here are the women I know, and we don't do this. So, I mean, I get it.
No. Here goes.
Yeah.
As a black woman, we don't claim them. That's why. So, There you go.
Again, hence the question, what constitutes an ex?
Right. See, and I was right. He dated all of them.
Alice the Great says, I don't have a problem with a man playing video games, especially if he's making money from it. So what if he's not making money? Then you have a problem?
Well, that would be obvious if you're broke and not playing video games.
Say broke, just said not making money from
everybody
it.
Has a problem with that.
Monique says, I like moderate gamers, 3 to 4 hours on weekdays max. Dang, that's a long time.
Do you have like a timer? They got like put a quarter in the Xbox. I just wonder, how do you manage 3 to 4 hours?
Yeah.
Like, how do you manage that?
Oh,
and
by
on
the way,
weekdays only, not on the weekend, because weekends family time, relationship time. Weekdays, you can play 3 to 4 hours a game. It's like a kid. Mm-hmm. You get 3 or 4 hours of TV this week. Manage it wisely.
By the way, back to this black women and not many exes. High Vibe said, same here. We don't usually hop around. Nah, I can say it. No, okay,
there's some people on Ready to Love that do.
Ronnie B says, maybe they're just counting the longer relationships as exes. Because they're... You know, Chris Rock had a great joke about this. She's not counting all that miscellaneous. The one in Jamaica?
that was out of just country. My friend.
Doesn't even count. And Alice says, we don't have many exes is what we say to a guy when he wants a jacket count. Like, if you want to act like an 8-year-old, I'm going to treat you like one. Well, that's why they talk about the 3 curve. Multiply by 3.
The 3 curve.
Yeah, the 3D curve. Again, words from the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein. When we're talking about Patrice, Lucy B says, I keep forgetting she's 42. She gives mid-30s, to which High Vibe said, wait, Patrice is 42? She looks young. She does look great.
Looks great, which is why she attracts young, and she has the energy to keep up with the young person, but there's still that point of, in a relationship, she's going to need someone to be an adult. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's Alonzo right now.
Yeah. It's like, who is it? Pat McAfee was on with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, right? And they mentioned the years that they graduated. And Pat McAfee said, what? Jesus. He said, I'm not going to say anything, but you look way better than me, and I'm way younger. Hilarious. I thought it was great. So, all right. Well, look, man, it's interesting because even Lucy B says, whatever number we give, divide by three. You mean multiply by three. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. I've only slept with six people, so two.
No. Yeah, no woman has ever given a higher number. And when you get old enough, you don't ask that question anymore, like once you graduate high school.
Unless you're Lamar. Then Lamar, you still ask those things.
Yeah, Lamar definitely is asking those. Lamar's still asking about high school. So Tehu says divide by three and add 12. Oh my God, man, you guys are fun. Let's see, we've got today's Tuesday, so we've got Mavs, we've got Lovers Blind, and we've got Ready to Love this week. Hey, do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, do subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. You know when we go live, because we'll be jumping on here to make sure we take care of all of these. This week, we've got definitely got Mavs to take care of. We've got Lovers Blind, which is now run down. We're getting to the weddings / decision day. Ready to Love is going to be a good one this week, too. So, and you know what? Because of the number of episodes from Lovers Blind, we may actually get through with everything by Sunday. So maybe a Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So hit the bell for notifications so you can find out when we go live. You'll see when it pops up so you'll know when we are going, because we like to post it at least prior to. So,
as early as we can. Sometimes we don't post, give you a lot of notice, but we try our best. But we have day jobs.
I just got home.
I think we're doing pretty good with having day jobs with some of the things that we do. The amount of responses that we do on when people comment on YouTube, whether it's on the live or afterwards, I think we do a good job. No moderator. We don't have a team. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
It's we. We do all this work.
Oh, now it's we.
We do all this work.
That is hilarious. We do all this work. Yeah, sure, we do. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.